Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're so grateful for everything. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. Acknowledge that you are God and Jesus, reveal yourself to us as only you can. Amen. I just want to make one point and I want to make an analogy, wanting to shed light on how incredible it is that God has offered Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to every person on the earth. I've been wanting to present this and trying to present this in previous messages about how it's really God has set up the perfect plan, and it's just so glorious and so wonderful. Now here's the analogy. What if God offered every person an angel to be with them their entire life, all the time, and for eternity? And remember, angels are glorious beyond description, made from God's glory, and they carry, and God's glory flows from them. And we read in the Bible, when humans encounter an angel, they fall down on their face in awe, and they want to worship the angel. That's in Revelation specifically, and it's in other places too. There's five divisions of angels. There's an entire study about angels, which is so wonderful. The five divisions of angels, they're so powerful. They're innumerable, and they're, you know, and I for the purpose of this message, I don't want to get into that too much, but just let's understand how incredible and powerful and glorious just one angel is. Okay, what if God offered someone one angel to be with them all the time, right there, even when they're sleeping and fighting their battles? What if he offered 10 angels? 10 angels for one person, who those angels would be with them all the time, everywhere they go, even for eternity. What if he offered 100 angels or even 1,000? Do you see where, you might see where I'm going with this. 1,000 angels. And now remember, angels are incredible. Like, the ministering angels are possibly the most in number of the five divisions of angels. Humans have encountered them quite often, even in modern times. Often these angels are about 8 to 10 feet tall. They look like humans, remember. They have a head, body, arms. They speak a heavenly language, but they also understand earthly languages. And they are made from God's glory. God's glory flows from these angels. They carry that glory with them. There's four other divisions, and there are some angels that are so tall, we don't know how tall they are. There are, like, okay, the cherubim and the seraphim are so mighty and powerful. They are, now I'm getting into deeper things about the angels, but seraphim declare the glory of God. Cherubim protect the glory of God. They are awesome. So here's why I want to wrap this up. God has offered something to every person that is infinitely greater than even having 1,000 or 10,000 angels with us. He's offered Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. God, he's offered himself. He made these angels. That's what we have. And that's what God offers. And so I just want us to let the Holy Spirit can reveal this. Only he can. And he reveals himself. Amen. You don't need a person for this. And I hope that this is an encouragement to you, as it is to me, just to understand how wonderful and awesome God's offer is. You know, we have certain views of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit can reveal Him fully. The Holy Spirit's the great revealer of Jesus Christ. And so to think, oh, glory to God, Jesus Christ, that the Lord God Almighty, who's one with the Father, and His glory and so mighty, so awesome, and He's within us and all around us all the time. Amen.